episode 2921, Cultivate the Soil of Your Soul.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people drive. Happy, happy day. This is a day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. It is Sweet Spirit Sunday, a time of reflection. Where are you with your relationship with Jesus Christ? We've got so much going on. I want you to take a deep breath. Cultivate the soil of your soul. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, our Pray.com family, welcome to our family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the KISSES newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Well, as you know, Create Your Now is partnered with Pray.com. We have a brand new TV show. It airs on Tuesdays at 11:30 a.m. Eastern Time, 10:30 a.m. Central Time, and 8:30 a.m. Pacific Time. I look forward to seeing you there. God's got incredible things in store for your life. And sometimes I think we go through life just thinking, gosh, is this all it's going to be? And when we do that, right, it's easy to get caught up in the day-to-day tasks and responsibilities that can leave you feeling drained, disconnected, and discontent. To reap a bountiful harvest, cultivate the soil of your soul. Just as a farmer must tend to the soil, so too must we tend to our souls in order to live a meaningful and fulfilling life. God wants what's best for you. I don't know where you are right now or how you're feeling about life, but what I do know is life can be better than where you are, even if it's pretty good. But that comes from cultivating the soil of your soul. Psalm 139, verses 23 through 24 says this, "Search me, O God, and know my heart. Test me and know my anxious thoughts. See if there is any offensive way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting." It's through self-reflection and honesty with yourself, you know, I have to be honest with myself also, that you can uncover areas of your life that may hinder your growth and progress. And that means reflection. That means turning inward, right? Cultivating the soil of your soul. Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. emphasized the importance of self-reflection and even self-examination in his famous speech, "I Have a Dream." And of course, we're honoring him this up-and-coming Monday. "But there's something that I must say," he says, "to my people who stand on the warm threshold which leads into the palace of justice. In the process of gaining our rightful place, we must not be guilty of wrongful deeds. Let us not seek to satisfy our thirst for freedom by drinking from the cup of bitterness and hatred." How can you tend to the soil of your soul? Are you going about life the wrong way? Are there too many weeds getting in the way? What do you need to do to tend to your soil, to tend to your soul? You got to remember that cultivating the soil of your soul is not a one-time task, but it's a lifelong process. Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. also says, "The arc of the moral universe is long, but it bends towards justice." Again, just as a farmer must continually tend to the soil in order to reap a bountiful harvest, so too must we continually tend to our souls in order to live a meaningful and fulfilling life. When you take the time to reflect on where you are, whose you are, and where God wants you to go, then you know how good life gets when a good seed finds good soil. But how do you find that good seed? Well, I got to tell you, the good seed is God's word. Are you spending enough time with Him? Are you opening up His word going, what is this? How can I have Him a part of my everyday? And that faithful soul is you. He created you on purpose for a purpose, to be present in His presence. It's not about doing life your way. It's all about God's way. And yeah, that means we have to be patient. His heavenly timing is not our earthly timing. Our clocks do not run on the same schedule. I mean, come on, we have daylight savings time. We're going forward, we're going backward. It's like, where can we be? With God, you can. Cultivate the soil of your soul. My prayer for you, may you be open to God tilling your soil with his goodness, mercy, and grace. May you capture God's word in your heart. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Go out, my friend, be present, be incredible, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious, blessed week. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.